What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Pate. I'm back with episode number 35 of the Morning Walk with Dustin. It's a good morning. It's about 50-something degrees out, so it's feeling good. This is about the temperature I like. Damn, let me get my phone in my pocket. I usually wear two outfits anyway, so I'm pretty good right now. Hold on. What's going on with this thing? Let me make sure we're... Okay, yeah, we're live. Sorry, guys. I thought I may have turned it off or something. I heard a weird noise, but I guess it was just something outside. But so anyways, man, over the last few days, I've been really jumping some hurdles, man. A lot of you guys know from Black Friday to Saturday, I made a lot of money. And it threw up a red flag or something, some kind of way with Square. And They actually had the right to deactivate my account for no reason and either hold my funds for 90 days, which we're not talking about just a little bit of funds here, man. We're talking about $12,000. And so they were going to hold them for 90 days or I could either refund them to my customers. So, of course, you can see how this could be an issue. You know, a lot of people, you know, probably would have been like, fuck, and just gave up, right? Well, not me. See, me, I had already done work for my customers. They already trusted me. I actually had already gotten one of them a couple of sales before this issue had happened, right? So I refund them. They get their money back. One of the guys, I actually get them to send me, you know, his $5,000 via PayPal. And it went on hold automatically. So the only way I could get it off of hold was to actually ship him a package and put the tracking number in, all this shit. So, of course, I did that. I sent him $300 worth of Forex training and Grant Cardone's millionaire booklet just for, you know, whatever. He's a good customer. So he's getting a little extra because he's stuck through this shit with me, man. He didn't have to, you know what I'm saying? When he got his refund, he could have said, screw it, you know what I mean, and just dipped. Because think about it, you're just getting into an event, you know, a venture like this where you just spent thousands of dollars and then something like that happens. It could make people think that something was up with me. But the only real issue was I was using a middleman payment processor. Square, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, all these people are middlemen, and it's to their discrepancy. They can actually freeze the money for up to 6 months, not give it back to you or your customer. And see, all they do is actually communicate with the banks for you, right? So I'm finding all this out, and then I'm doing more research, and I find out that you can actually you can get what's called a merchant account and accept credit cards yourself. You no longer need these middlemen. You see what I'm saying? I thought this was the only way. But I'm learning, you know what I'm saying? And I'm growing. And my customers, my clients, they're happy and they're trusting me, man, because I'm doing good work for them. Right? Okay, and I'm being very transparent with them. They understand the whole process. I'm letting them know everything that's going on. And they're still riding with me, man. I just want you guys to see the kind of issues that come up in real life business. And I want y'all to understand, during this time, man, you know, I was betted all the way in on this, you know what I'm saying? So this is my money, right? Like, you know, things are starting to come due. Like, it's time for to pay rent, it's time for to pay power, it's time to pay the cell phones, it's time to pay software on everybody's store, it's time to pay all this shit, man. And my money is just, these issues, I don't have my money, man. You know what I mean? So you can see the headache I had to go through. But anyways, after going through this shit, I just kept a smile, man. I didn't let the world turn me cruel just because it's trying to hold me back. You know what I mean? I went, I got my LLC. It was a shitload of paperwork. My wife helped me figure out what I needed to do. I'm taking the steps. By next week, I'll have the LLC back. And then I can, you know, go and get my license and shit I'll need to be able to open my merchant account. Once I have my business bank account and my merchant account, I'll be able to accept credit cards, and it'll go from straight from customer to bank. It won't be going from customer to PayPal to bank and then to me. You see what I'm saying? It'll just go from customer, bank, me. Boom. Cutting out the middleman, man, because they had too much control over my money. And it was hurting me, man. I can't afford that. And I'm also, in the process of this, I'm going to save myself about a whole percent. These middleman guys, they charge about 2.9% is the average, plus 30% per transaction. Well, if you actually become a merchant, the average rate is about 2.01%. So, you know, you can see the amount you could save and taking in the kind of payments I'm taking in over a year, that could be a substantial amount of money. We're talking 10,000 to 20,000. You know what I'm saying? Just off of 1%. So yeah, but it's a lot of hurdles. It's some stress and shit, man. People that I know that have run businesses, I try to reach out to them. How do you do this? How do you do this? They don't even know. You know, they've never even went through this shit. You see what I'm saying? Because they're not getting, I guess, that much money. I don't know what the deal is. They just never had to go through it. But I have to. You see, I could have just quit. Like, you know what? Fuck it. That shit ain't working, man. I can't let this shit happen. I can't just be stressed out about my money. You know what I'm saying? So I need to go ahead and figure out another route. No, that's not me, man. I didn't quit. I'm buckling down, figuring out what I got to do. I'm taking the necessary actions, and it's going to all be resolved. And I'm going to keep doing business the way I've been doing business. How do you like that? I mean, it's been a real fucking headache, though. I'll tell you that. You got to think, man, I got a team that wants to be paid, too. All my shit needs to be paid. All their shit needs to be paid, man. So I had to get this money to be able to pay my team. You know? It's crazy, man, how they can control it like that. But that's what you do when you sign up for that shit. If you don't read them terms and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But that's what you're signing, man, when you sign up for these accounts. And I didn't know. I've heard it, man. I've heard the horror stories that happen, especially with PayPal. That's why I was going with Square, because I was like, okay, I've heard the horror stories with PayPal. Never really heard anything bad happen with Square like that. So, but I mean, honestly, Square did me pretty fair, considering what they could have done. Like I said, they could have froze the money completely for 6 months. They gave me the option: wait 90 days to be paid, or either, you know, refund your customers and just take a different route. So that's what we chose to do, man. We're figuring that shit out. We're not letting it stress us out. We're not worried, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, all our shit's late. And I'm still just hanging on, man. I'm riding this thing out. And there's a reason for it. The reason is because I know that no matter what, nothing can stop me unless I stop, right? If I do all the shit that I'm supposed to do, I'm going to get the merchant account. I'll never have this issue again. But I could have sat back and looked at it like, that's a lot of shit to do, man. It ain't worth it. But I know it's worth it. I know this is going to change not only my lives, but every one of my customers' lives. You know, it's insane, but I just can't quit. I just can't give up. When the shit gets hard, man, shit's going to get hard. You know what I mean? Right. When I thought this was the best time, you know what I mean? That's the best I've done in a long time, man. And then they tried to keep it from me. What the fuck? That lets you down, man. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, I'm supposed to be winning right now. And all my shit's late, man. My team ain't been paid. I want my team paid, man. You know what I mean? That's the shit I look at, man. They made this shit happen. Crazy, man. They're working their ass off for me. And I gotta take care of them. So that's why today the fucking tracking number was wrong. I had to do my podcast a little late because I got halfway down the road. And went and checked the tracking number and realized it was in there wrong because I didn't put in the letters at the front and the end. I didn't know that was part of it. So I walked all the way back home, got that. And I came back and I did my podcast. See how all this shit, man, I could quit so many times every day. I could just give up. Seriously, man, this shit ain't all roses. Shit ain't all sweet every day. Yeah, come on. I'm preaching to somebody this morning. Somebody wanted to quit, man. Somebody wanted to quit. Now they just heard these problems and like, damn, I ain't got no real issue no more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. life gets real to you, man. No matter how far ahead you get, something's gonna always try to take you back where you're comfortable, man. I'm telling you, just like I was saying yesterday, man, it's the negative thoughts, the thermostat, man. Thermostat's trying to knock me back down to 70, 72 or wherever I'm comfortable. But I ain't going for it. I ain't going for it. I'm getting what's mine. I'm going to the temperature I want to be at, not the temperature they want me in. You know what I mean? We got to get it how we want it, not how they let us. You know what I mean? Fuck that. Ain't no holding back. Ain't no stopping. No giving up. I mean, I'm still doing work on these people's stores, man, just to, and I ain't been paid. You know what I mean? But I know it's coming. I'm not giving up on them, man, because they shouldn't have to wait on me. See what I mean? All these issues, all this shit, this is my issues. This ain't my customer, my client's issue. You know what I mean? These guys, shit. These guys are fucking bending over backwards just to try to do business with me. Because fucking all my shit was hard and difficult on me. You know what I'm saying? That's how I want you guys to understand, man, when if you do good business. People have been over backwards to do business with you. It won't matter about the hurdles you got to go through. It won't matter about the issues, man. I'm telling you, man, people will love you. Just got to give them what you promise. And be transparent with people, man. Too many people in business, y'all sign somebody up for something, sell them something, or whatever, man, and y'all just forget about them. Man, people are nervous, man. You know, people are worried. Wondering what's going on. You know, maybe when they're going to start seeing a return on investment, whatever. Especially in these high-ticket things, guys, man. If this is you, man, y'all do some of this, man, start being more transparent with your people, man. Start explaining things deeper, man. Stop just trying to go for every dollar, man. People still going to do business with you. You know what I'm saying? Don't have people in here coming with, like, the wrong expectations or anything like that. And this is for any business, you know, you MLM guys, high-ticket guys, whatever you are. You know, don't just bring people in and forget about them, man. Take care of them. They'll take care of you. I learned this, man, in business. Once you do a client right, once, you're completely transparent, completely honest, everything gets delivered on time, that client will seriously forever buy anything that you ever sell, ever. They'll do any business you go to, they'll go anything, man. You just have to actually deliver. A couple of times in business, man, I didn't. You know what I mean? Back in the day doing MLMs and shit, I used to promise people I'd help them, you know what I'm saying, get their little three people so they could be free and shit. And man, I was thinking I was doing it just like I was taught to do it, because that's the way they did it to me. Sign my ass up, and then they went on to sign another motherfuckers up. So I was like, shit, well, fuck it. I need my money back. So shit, I went to doing the same thing. But as you know, as days went on, years went by, months and shit, I learned from all that shit. I learned what didn't last. I learned short-term money. You know what I mean? I learned the difference. And I learned that I didn't have time to keep building all this little short-term wealth that was going to have to keep on being recreated. And I learned that if you just buckle down and master one thing, become an expert at one thing, you can make $1 million. I heard that out of Steve Harvey's mouth, a motherfucker that couldn't even read or write. You know what I'm saying? So... And he did it just off being an expert at jokes, you know, made millions of dollars. So all that right there opened my eyes up, man. I realized that Dustin Pate, a little nobody from Bessemer, he can be a somebody, man. He's just going to have to jump hurdles because the universe is going to try to hold him back, keep him at the temperature where he started. You see what I'm saying? See, honestly, I'm not comfortable making $12,000 in 2 days. I never knew that shit was possible. You know what I mean? So
my reality made it hard for me to get after I had already made the money. See what I mean? Subconsciously, we do shit, man. I don't know how the fuck it works out like that. You know a lot of it's Square's fault, but I'm just telling you, this is how life works. You know, in my situation, we can go ahead and blame Square, you know what I'm saying? But in a lot of situations in life is what I'm getting at. Just play it by ear, man. Jump them hurdles. You know, stand to attention when it's time to, man. Don't back down. That's what I mean, motherfucker ain't scared of nothing, man, but you be scared of some life problems. You know? I know some motherfucker killers, man, that won't get up and fix their life. Y'all get up and go kill a motherfucker, though. You know what I'm saying? Shit. How you gonna handle something like that? How you gonna pick when somebody else gonna go to heaven or hell, but you won't get up off the fucking couch and fix your life? You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to control shit that ain't yours to control, man. Fix your own shit. Fix your own shit, man. Folks out here playing God. Folks out here playing boss, man. Folks out here playing all these different roles, man. And they ain't shit. They ain't even fixed their own shit. You know? Me? I fix my own shit first. That's why when I run into this shit, I get to keep on going. Nothing can stop me, man. Because I'm in sync. My pillars. I told y'all, man, that the strong pillars are your life. You know which ones they are. Because they're the most important to you and your household, right? Work on them. Put that shit together, man. I love each and every one of you. That's all for today. I'm back at the house. I'm about to get to work. Got a lot of shit to do. Not gonna let these issues I'm going through stress me out or hold me back. I'm going to get what's mine today. Y'all have a good one, man. And these short episodes like these, man, I swear to God, these are always the best ones for you guys, man. Please share this with somebody today that needs it, man.